This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was a night of grinding it out and trying to battle back from a few, run deficits for the Minnesota Twins against the Seattle Mariners. And the Twins would not quit, nor would they be denied. The Twins rally and defeat the Seattle Mariners 6-5. This is Final Pitch on News Talk 830 WCCO. I'm your host, Henry Lake. Give me a buzz at 651-989-9226 to talk about this Twins victory. If you have an opinion, if you have a thought, anything that you want to get off your chest tonight in regards to the Minnesota Twins, we'll take your phone call at 651-989-9226. And I look at tonight, and three was the magic number. Okay, three was the magic number tonight for the Minnesota Twins because they scored three runs in the fourth inning and they scored three runs in the eighth inning to put those six runs up on the board. And it was a very interesting game, and I never really felt like it didn't have the feel as though the game was ever out of reach. Although you could tell that Seattle was really confident and they were, you know, up at the plate and they were having some really good at-bats and they played the majority of the game with a lead. I never really truly felt like the Twins were out of it. And it's just, I think some of it has to do with the identity of this ball club and the fact that this team never quits. They continue to rally. They continue to battle back. And that's what they did tonight. Starting pitcher Martin Perez, going into the game, and this is one of the things that I was looking at in regards to tonight's effort from him, was what was he going to bring to the table, because his last couple of outings, he had struggled somewhat. It wasn't the typical Martin Perez outing that you saw the first half of the season or the majority of the season that we've seen thus far. But he struggled a little bit tonight in the third and the fifth innings, but all in all, I thought it was a fine outing. He goes five innings. He gives up six hits, four earned runs, three walks, seven strikeouts on 95 pitches. So realistically, his pitch count was high tonight for only going five innings. But it was a better effort tonight than his last two starts. And he battled. He competed. And you could tell in the clubhouse after the game tonight that he still has confidence. He is not rattled. He's not frustrated. He's not down on himself after the couple of bad outings that he had prior to tonight. And do I think that he feels like he had his best stuff tonight or that he was on top of his game tonight? Absolutely not. I didn't sense that standing next to him at his locker. But all in all, it was good to walk away from him feeling that like he has a lot of confidence still in himself when it comes to what he's going to provide for his team and his teammates. 651-989-9226. Stars of the night offensively, there were several. Okay, guys that came up with a bunch of clutch hits. The game-winning hit, okay, that goes to Marwin Gonzalez. He drives in the game-winning run. But Jorge Polanco was amazing tonight. He goes 3-for-3 with an RBI. He's now batting 341. Just a star, an absolute stud right now for your Minnesota Twins. He had a couple of doubles. And the other thing that was interesting was he had another hit in which he tried to get super aggressive. And he was super aggressive on the base pass tonight. But he tried to stretch into another double and was out at second. So that was unfortunate. But in that fourth, you had a couple of home runs. Jonathan Scope, he goes 1-for-4 tonight. And that one hit was the two-run homer in the fourth, his 12th home run on the season. And then Jason Castro with a home run right after Scope in the fourth, his eighth home run of the season as well. All right, let's head to the phone lines. We'll start the conversation with Tim in Minneapolis. What's up, Tim?
Lake, hold on. I'm going to jump in there. Tim actually just dropped the line.
Okay.
I do want to jump in here, though, quick. You talked about the sort of the identity of the Twins and how we never fear that they have a chance to come back. You know, and even though the Twins were down for most of the game, you always think that they have a chance to come back. And what struck me today, even before the game, was when I was driving in, they're reading the starting lineup, and they go, well, Kepler's up first. He hit 3 home runs 2 days ago. Then it's Polanco. Oh, he's been leading the league in batting average, or, you know, I think he's second now, or maybe he's still leading. Nelson Cruz, he's hit 4 home runs the last 4 games. Eddie Rosario, oh, he is leading the league in RBI and currently second in home runs. And it just goes on and on and on. And the accolades that this lineup have from top to bottom are just, I mean, just hit me in a new way today as they just read down the lineup. And you know, you can keep going through the entire lineup and even some of the guys on the bench and say, give similar accolades all the way down. And it's just a testament to this team is not built around one or two superstars. It's built around a lineup top to bottom that has achieved amazing things so far this year.
And that's a great point, because you can go through the entire lineup and you can point out a game in which a player has come up with a key hit and contributed to a victory. Whether it's Sano, whether it's Gonzalez, whether it's Scope, whether it's Castro, Bucks, and the rest of the guys that you didn't mention. And then we go to the guys that weren't in the ball game tonight, like a CJ Cron. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Garver. I mean, there's so many individuals that have been a part. And that's why, like, right now, the reason why fans are so super pumped and excited for everything that's going on with this team is not because there's one, like, stud superstar. Okay, because I don't realistically look at this team and say that there's that one superstar. This team doesn't have that Bryce Harper. This team doesn't have that Mike Trout. They have a bunch of stars. They have a bunch of guys that are contributing and holding down the fort. And collectively, the chemistry has just been absolutely amazing. So let's take your phone calls here at 651-989-9226. I think we got Tim in Minneapolis back on the line. What's up, Tim?
Hey, thanks again for your program. Great.
Appreciate it.
Great the way you break it down. And the top to bottom, there's just nobody you can get around. They just keep coming at you with that lineup. But I don't want to be a downer, but I do want to ask about reflecting on what Miguel is doing when he's not hitting home runs. His strikeout rate is just completely unacceptable. And nothing good happens when you strike out. And the periodic lapses in the field, he overran second base tragically at a key point in a game and got picked off. And he's got to elevate his whole game. So that's it.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Tim in Minneapolis. I actually think that when it comes to Miguel Sano in the field, I think he's actually been – I don't know what you feel about this, DJ, but I think that Miguel's been pretty good defensively in the field this season. Now, when it comes to the strikeouts, I know that that's going to frustrate anybody. I think that if there's anybody out there that's watching Twins baseball, anybody out there is going to be frustrated when any player is going to have a swing and miss. And it's specifically with Miguel Sano, he's had a bunch of those. And, you know, tonight it was interesting because when the game ended up being tied on the wild pitch, okay, I was so relieved and happy because it wasn't as though I didn't have faith in Miguel Sano, but I felt like in that moment right there, I didn't want it to be a situation in which he struck out and we have a guy that's left on base and then eventually, and he wasn't the last out of the inning, I get that, but then I didn't want people to, you know, overly get down on Miguel Sano. But at the end of the day, I think he's going to improve. I do believe in his talent and what he brings to the table for the Minnesota Twins, but I get it. I understand the frustration from Tim in Minneapolis in regards to Miguel Sano and him improving at the plate and whether it's, you know, being a little bit more patient, seeing some more pitches, maybe drawing some more walks, however you want to evaluate it. But no question about it, I understand Tim's frustration. All right, 651-989-9226. That's the phone number. We'll get to Dave in Austin after the break. At some point, we are going to hear from your starting pitcher, Martin Perez, and we will also hear from the guy that got the game-winning hit. That's Marwin Gonzalez. All of that coming up on Final Pitch here on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, a fun night at Target Field tonight. Twins win over the Seattle Mariners. They kick off the homestand, a nice little homestand here, coming up here this week into next week. And the victory tonight, 6-5. We're taking your phone calls here on News Talk 830 WCCO. I'm your host, Henry Lake, here on Final Pitch. The phone number again is 651-989-9226. That is the phone number that Dave in Austin that he called. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, hi. I was at the game, and, you know, it was very interesting. As a former college coach, I thought we had a lot of loud outs and a little bit misfortune among them, and especially started Kepler. He just hit a couple rocket one-hoppers. And,
yep.
And then in the eighth inning, things just started to fall. When we hit the ball hard, and you could just kind of sense that good things were going to happen, and then, of course, we got lucky with the wild pitch, but we kept having good at-bats, as Rocco always talks about, having good approaches at the plate, and it was really a fun game and a fun way to win in the end.
It was awesome, wasn't it? Wasn't it, Dave? That was awesome to watch, especially in that eighth inning, like you mentioned. I mean, the fact that they showed some patience there in that inning. You had Kepler, he had the double to lead it off. Then Polanco, then he doubles, and he has the hustle double, and he scores Kepler. Then Cruz walks, and then Adams comes in to replace Brennan for Seattle. Rosario, he had the deep fly out. Polanco advanced to third, and then Sano, he's up at the plate. Polanco scores on the wild pitch, and then after that, Sano strikes out, which was frustrating, but then Marwin comes through in the clutch and singles in the winning run. So that was a very fun eighth inning. No question about that.
Yeah, and you know, the neat thing about the bat with Marwin is he strikes out three times. And
yeah.
You know, I'm sure he was frustrated, but he was very professional at bat, comes up and gets the clutch game-winning hit. That's really fun to see.
Yep. Thanks for the phone call from Dave in Austin. Yeah, and it was funny because there was a moment there at his locker where the first comment was a joke to him about, yeah, you really had Leak's number, right? Because he was over against Leak, and then he comes through in the clutch there late in the game for the Minnesota Twins. But that's been the scenario for this organization and this team this year, is that, to me, the greatest strength from this team this season has been the depth, and just one guy after another comes through in the clutch. It doesn't matter who it is. On any given night, somebody is going to be able to pull through when it comes to this Twins team. All right, 651-989-9226. That's the phone number. Let's go to Denny in Prior Lake.
Yeah, I want to talk about Sano. Everybody's so down on Sano. You know, you have to understand, he's only played 18 games. He's got 6 home runs. He's got 12 RBIs. He's got a hell of an arm. He plays really.
All right, and Denny's gone there. I don't know if Denny got tongue-tied and said something that he shouldn't have said. Denny sounded a little fired up there. He was absolutely fired up. Look, let me – oh, he's back. Okay, all right, there you go,
yeah,
Denny.
I'm here.
All right, you cut out for a while, man.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that, but no, I'm
good.
Here.
Okay, all right, so go ahead and finish your thought, my man.
Well, I was going to say, you look at some of the throws that Sano makes, there are very few third basemen that can throw the ball like he does.
I think that Miguel Sano's improved in the field.
Hell yeah.
I'm with you, Denny. I'm with you, Denny. Look, go ahead.
The last time I talked to you, because I'm a regular caller.
Okay.
I talked to you about doing a trade for Bumgarner and Reed from San Francisco. I think that still might happen because they're not going to get much for Baumgartner. He's just a rental. We just got.
Whoa! Are you sure? No, are you
yeah.
sure that you're not? No,
serious.
You don't think that a team out there can get plenty in return for Madison Baumgartner? I think you're absolutely dead wrong on that.
Yeah, we'll see, but I don't think so. Rentals don't get that much anymore.
But you typically don't get rentals in the way of a Madison Bumgarner, though.
Well, that's true, but you got to look at the teams that we're going against: Houston, Tampa, New York. They already got their New York doesn't.
New York can always add something, right?
Yeah, I mean you can't, you know.
Yep.
Deal with it as it comes, but
yep.
I really think we could get him for a reasonable price. You know, if it only costs us a couple draft picks and a player, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
All right, thanks for the phone call from Denny and Pryor. Like, a couple of different things, okay? Number one, I'm with Denny in regards to Miguel Sano. From this perspective, I think that we're so quick in Major League Baseball to write off players and say that players haven't, they'll never figure it out, and this person's a bust, and we just need to go ahead and write them off. And that's just absurd. I don't think that anybody right now should be thinking that way about Miguel Sano, and I do feel like there is some of that sentiment from people, and it just, to me, it's absurd. Secondly, in regards to Madison Bumgarner, I have to respectfully disagree with him, because I don't think that that's the case at all, Denny and Prowley. I think that Mad Bum is one of those guys that I don't care how much time he's got left in San Francisco, you're going to have to part with some stuff. That's just the reality of the situation. Let's go to Paulie in Cannon Falls. What's up, Paulie? Paulie.
How's it going?
I'm doing awesome, man. How are you?
Oh, great. Doing great. What a great game.
Awesome game.
That was phenomenal.
What you got?
You know what? We got rid of number 7. No disrespect. We took that money. We got some great hitters, played multiple positions, doing great jobs, doing great things, hitting home runs. I absolutely love it. I just love it.
Yeah, and thanks to the phone call from Paulie, there's no question that we love everything that's happening right now with the Twins. But another thing that I'm looking forward to happening here later this week is the fact that we get a chance to celebrate Joe Mauer. And by the way, Joe Mauer is going to be on Corey Heppel's show tomorrow. So definitely make sure that you're listening. I think he's slated to be on late in the 9 o'clock hour into the 10 o'clock hour. So make sure that you have it locked right here to News Talk 830 WCCO. Joe Mauer is going to be on with Corey Heppel right here on The Good Neighbor. All right, let's take a break. When we return, we can take another phone call or two, but I definitely want to hear from your starting pitcher, Martin Perez, who was trying to get back on track tonight, as well as we got to hear from Marwin Gonzalez, because he had the clutch hit. He had the game-winning hit. The Twins win again, 6-5 over Seattle to kick off the homestand. And this is Final Pitch right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, just a couple of minutes remaining here on Final Pitch on News Talk 830 WCCO. And it's fun to be back at Target Field. It's fun to be watching the Twins win. It's always a fun night at the ballpark, right, when that happens. All right, the phone numbers is always 651-989-9226, although, well, for the next 5 minutes, we won't have time to take your phone calls. We got business to tend to. And the first thing that we will get out of the way is the good hands play of the game.
And the 1-1 pitch, ground ball, sharply right side, base hit right field. Here comes the boomstick running third. He will score. Twins lead 6-5.
All right, and that was our good hands play of the game, brought to you by Allstate. Are you in good hands? And that was Marwin Gonzalez with the clutch hit there in the bottom of the eighth inning to give the Twins the lead at 6-5 and eventually the win at 6-5. And speaking of Marwin, this was him post game just talking about that eighth inning at bat.
Yeah, that was great. I wanted to contribute to the team. I wasn't able to touch a ball all night. I went and put an extra focus on that at bat, and I got a hit.
Marwin also just was talking about the offense across the board in general.
I mean, it's fun to be here. It's fun to go out there and see how this team can score runs and great offense every day, or pretty much every day. And I mean, that's fun when you have a big chance to win the game.
And that's one of the themes of the first half of the season, is that everybody's having fun. Like a couple weeks ago, I'm standing there and we're talking to Max Kepler and everybody kind of, you know, walked away, and I asked him a couple of questions just one-on-one, and that's the thing that everybody keeps talking about. Everybody is having fun right now when they're a part of this offense, because everybody's contributing and everybody's having a lot of fun just being a part of this whole thing. It's also fun to be a part of a winning team, even though you don't go out and get the win as the starting pitcher. And that's Martin Perez. He got the start tonight, didn't get the win. Actually, the win tonight goes to Matt McGill, and props to him, because I thought he looked good tonight. And I know that he had some struggles last week or over the weekend, but all in all, he had a good inning of work tonight, and he gets the victory. But Martin Perez, this was him on his start tonight.
You know, my first three innings was, you know, just throwing the ball really well, and drove a run pitch to Encarnacion, and he got me today. And against the lefty, I just trying to go in, and the ball was up in the middle, but I feel great. You know, I think I just need to, you know, throw more of my fastball. But, you know, I mean, we win the game, so we have a good support from the defense, and, you know, it was a great game. We will compete to the last pitch, and we win.
And then Martin also, in regards to, he answered a question talking about, like, well, let's be honest, the way that he started was so many consecutive victories. And the last couple of starts, you can see that some of the teams are, when it comes to the scouting report, and they're diving in and they're attacking him and looking at what he's had success with. This is him talking about making adjustments.
That's what you have to do as a pitcher. Like, you have to do adjustment in any pitch, any count, and you have to see the hitters, what they're trying to do. So, like I said, just two bad pitches and, you know, they change the plan. But, you know, I just stay in the game and compete. And it doesn't matter if I'm losing or winning. I just want to go out there and, you know, give a chance to the guys to win the game. And that's what happened today.
And that's what happened tonight. That's what happened tonight. They picked him up in the end to get their victory. You know, it's interesting, too. And DJ, I don't know what you feel about when it comes to some of these young guys, and we're still talking about young guys. That's the funny thing about it. When you're talking about Sano and you're talking about Buxton, and Buxton really, I've talked about this last night on Lake Night, and there's an article today in the paper about him figuring it out. And I really do feel like if we just give Sano a little bit more time, he's going to figure it out, right? At times you'll hear some, you know, some of the fans be a little bit frustrated because Jose doesn't look like the ace. He doesn't look like, you know, super sharp on whatever evening or night, and he's going on the mound for the Twins tomorrow. But I just feel like it's one of those things where we just got to just step back, take a deep breath, and exercise some patience. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, we see that all across Major League Baseball, that
yep.
players take a long time to develop. And, you know, today, the Twins' number one draft pick, Kvako, was in the building at Target Field tonight, and
I saw him. He was in my booth for a few minutes. He's got the baby face. And he's just a kid.
But we had the conversation about him. We said, "When's he going to be in the majors? 3, 4, 5 years? I mean, it's probably going to be at least that long." And that's
but
just,
we'll rush him, right? I mean, in terms of like the fans, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
But
where's
that's,
he at?
That's just the reality that these players that, like you say, in Buxton and Sano, that, you know, they're household names now in Minnesota, but it takes a long time for players to develop. And, you know, there's no guarantee that those players will have successful careers or be perennial all-stars, but there's just no way to know, because baseball is a sport where it takes a long time for players to develop.
Yep, no question about it. This isn't the NBA and you got, you know, lottery picks. This isn't the National Football League where you put so much pressure to draft a quarterback early or a first-round pick and all this. You know what? They say, you know what? You can't rush a good thing. And I feel like that's what we have to continue to remind ourselves when it comes to being fans of the Minnesota Twins. All right, that's going to wrap up Final Pitch. Twins win 6-5. We're back at it tomorrow. But don't go anywhere, okay? Lake Night is coming up next here on News Talk 830 WCCO.